like that new intro?
I love
Shannon
our new
loves
intro.
The new intro. So that's a new intro for the 24/7 Marriage Podcast.
It came out last week.
It came out last week, but I don't know if I heard it. I don't listen to our podcast.
Oh.
I heard it while we were doing it, so I don't go back and listen to it. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, okay, good.
I thought last week was good. If it was one, I think, I don't know. Hey, listen. Thank you, as always, for being part of the 24/7 Marriage family, being part of the podcast. We're still sitting in snow in Arizona, and I'm not... it's the mountains of Arizona,
yes.
So we're at 7,000 feet plus, but yeah, this wasn't expected, and we had our first boot camp in the snow.
Yes.
And not our first boot camp, but I mean the first boot camp with snow is what we experienced, and it was still great. Like, I had this feeling that people weren't going to like it, and I was so bummed because we do so many – we send them out to do activities, right? That's why we get – this one is a 23-acre property. We send them out to do stuff, mm-hmm. you know, work on their marriage and things they do together. And I was like, oh my gosh, they're not going to be able to go do that. So it was totally different. We had to stay inside for the most part. People went outside when there was breaks, and it was, you know, it seemed nice. But yeah, we got about, what, a foot plus of snow, or maybe more than that. And people still, they loved it. They really loved it was beautiful.
They were having snowball fights by Sunday afternoon.
They were trying to get the snow
icicles.
Was sliding off the roof, and it was hanging. So they're trying to hit it to get it to break, and fall down.
Was actually a lot of fun. I think everybody actually really liked it because the majority of those 2.0 boot campers don't live where it snows. So
yeah,
they were
different
pretty
for
excited.
Everybody. Yeah, it was good. It was really good. Listen, man, if you haven't been to a boot camp, you need to get yourself to a boot camp. There's still some room, I think, and it's getting close selling out. But in
Texas
and
come
Colorado,
to Texas.
Like Texas would be great. It's in Fredericksburg, which is kind of in between San Antonio and Austin, only about an hour from the airport.
And there are only 2 spots left for Texas, and it's March Madness. What does that mean, Javier?
I have no idea, Shannon. Tell them what they've won.
Well, it has nothing to do with basketball. I'm just capitalizing on it. It's March Madness. But you save $100 on any boot camp.
There you go.
Just this month.
Take advantage of that.
Yeah. So
I always want to ask how you're doing, but
you
don't like me to ask you that question.
I know,
so
but we live together.
Me. Ask me.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Oh, okay.
It's been good.
You ask somebody how they're doing that you don't know, or
it's been very busy. And I'm thankful that right before this podcast, we weren't arguing about anything, which is good. It seems like every podcast, right before it's supposed to start, something comes up. Shannon misbehaves, or something that she's just not doing well, and I got to address it. And it's very difficult. But
oh yeah, because I'm the problem.
Because
do you know the Reddit thread? Am I the problem?
No, I don't know that. I do.
Yeah, you do.
We actually need to start. We're gonna revamp some stuff on our podcast. We actually need to start doing that, reading scenarios, right? And is that am I the problem?
Yeah.
You know, scenarios of husband and wife and what they're going through. And
maybe you could add that to your to do list of going through it and reading it, and then you could implement that
on
the podcast.
Add it to my to do list. Yeah.
We're
also excited though because this podcast is actually being brought to you by
Every Life. Every Life. I'm so excited to be partnering with them because, listen, we don't do a lot of sponsorships. We don't do a lot of collaborations like this because we want it to be valuable. We want to be like-minded. We want to link arms with people who have a mission and vision we get behind.
Yeah.
And Every Life is changing diapers, changing lives. They're the only pro-life, made in the USA diaper company. And we are so excited. Yeah. But we don't have babies. But guess what? In a couple months, we're going to have a grandbaby.
Well, and a healthy marriage usually produces babies.
Yeah.
So that's always good.
And a lot of our listeners are going to have babies or babies already.
Every Life's mission is they started this company with a simple mission to provide premium products for every baby because every baby is a miracle from God who deserves to be loved, protected, and supported. And what's great about them is really the promise they have around their products that they believe in providing and protecting the next generation. And that starts with changing diapers,
yep.
As simple as that, to ensure that the products they use on babies from the moment they are born are nothing but the best. So the Every Life diaper is that diaper, one that's comfortable yet performs under pressure, keeps your baby's skin clear and dry, and most importantly, is carefully designed to limit or eliminate the use of harsh chemicals that are harmful to your baby's developing brain and body.
So
Every Life is sponsoring this podcast, and there'd be, I guess, it'd be a link in the show notes that you can click on.
And when you check out, you use the code Shannon10 and you save. You save. Our daughter, McKenna, is going to be using Every Life diapers because we're getting her the subscription. So she's going to get a monthly shipment of diapers and wipes, depending on what size she needs. And she's so excited. She's the one who introduced me to this company.
Yeah. And this is something I can get behind, you know?
Behind. Oh, that was funny.
All right. Did you guys enjoy that one? Yeah. This is something I can get behind. I support it. I love it. Thanks for tuning in. We're actually going to do... starting this podcast a little bit differently. We're actually going to be taking a call, a live call from somebody, and being able to answer their marriage questions. We don't know what it is and what they're going to be asking.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear you work through this problem and maybe help them find resolution and solution.
Yeah.
You ready to take a call?
Yeah, let's take a call. So we're going to dial up that caller and then we'll go from there. Hey, so we have Jennifer on the line. So Jennifer, tell us, I already know your name, but tell us where you're from, where you're calling from.
Aurora, Colorado.
Aurora, Colorado. Okay, so did you get snow recently?
Yes, we did get a lot of snow. It was a snow cyclone. So it came, dumped, and now it's all gone.
I love that. So as we were recording this, we have been in Arizona in Flagstaff, and it got dumped on here, which is not their norm for this time of year. So we thought, oh, it's going to be beautiful up here among the trees, and then we got dumped on. So it's been 19 degrees, 29 degrees, so it's been a bit cold.
In Arizona especially.
For Arizona especially, yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, so shoot, let's hear your question.
My question is, if you had to start doing something right now today that could affect your marriage in a big way, what would it be?
That's a great question. To narrow that to one thing, I think that's a difficult part, right? I think there's so much that we have to do in leading every, in kind of really operating every day with intention. And I would say probably the overarching piece that I would say about this is that every day you have to approach your marriage intentionally. And what I mean by that is, how are you intentionally moving towards your spouse? How are you intentionally being aware of your communication patterns, how you're communicating, how you are connecting, the words you're using? How intentional are you being in building intimacy, right? How you're connecting throughout the day, your conversations. So I think the intentional part, I think, is one thing that I think is going to weave through really everything that you're going to do within your marriage, and that has to happen on a daily basis. And I would say the other piece to that, if you're going to bring change in your marriage, for us being faith-based, right, that's going to start with prayer. Like, if we want to start seeing change, I think it has to start on our knees first. And here's why, is that it begins to change how you see your spouse. It'll begin to change how you move towards them, how you engage with them. Asking that you would that God would change your view of your spouse and how you've been connecting with them, or how you've been really engaging with them on a day-to-day basis. I think that is the main thing that's going to shift and begin to change things across the board within your marriage. Let me ask you this: is there something specific that is this just in general for you? Is there something specific for you that you're saying, I would love to see change in certain areas, and what is something I could do in that area? Or is this just more general?
I think it's more general for me, because for our marriage specifically, I will listen to the podcast and I'll read the books and I make the notes, but it just feels like it's so overwhelming. So having something like that, of being just intentional, that's saying that's something you could do each day, whether intentionally this morning I'm going to write a note to my spouse, or intentionally today I'm going to send 3 texts, or intentionally today we're going to pray together. I think that makes it more of a, like, you feel like you've accomplished something and you are moving towards a better place, compared to just, oh, here's 8 things I need to do to make our marriage better, or here's how I can get trust back. It just feels so grand.
Yeah.
Whereas this makes it more, no matter what you're battling, it's like, hey, if I want to get the trust back, I can intentionally give my spouse some grace today. Or so it, I think just how you phrased it, that yeah. just being intentional makes you still feel like a success, even though it is work every day. And it, it's always going to be something yeah. that you need to be working towards, because marriages are sacred and they should be treated as such.
Yeah. And I appreciate you saying that, because there is this beautiful sacredness within marriage, like you just mentioned. And it can be overwhelming. It's not just, you know, yeah, we're putting out some content, you listen to the podcast, but there's so many incredible resources that are out there. And the desire ultimately is to grow my marriage, to build a healthier marriage. Maybe it's getting through the difficult situation, the circumstance that they're navigating in that moment, that season of marriage. And so we can consume so much information. I feel that happens, you know, oftentimes when we're at a boot camp, it's a fire hose, right? There's tons of information that comes at an individual, but you have to step back and say, okay, what of these maybe little bits that I heard here in this session or over here, or I listened to this podcast or I read this book, what can I take and practically put into action? I can't hit all of those things. And we're big believers that maybe look at those things that are like mindset shifts or shifts you can make in behavior that would have a dramatic effect in every other area. So if it's like, I need to work on this area of communicating and how I specifically communicate to my husband at the end of the day when he gets home, like that's chunking it down to a place where it feels like I can start there. And then that trickles into how I communicate with to him about the kids, or how we communicate just in general when we're out on a date. Whatever it may be, you start somewhere, and you have to pull out and extrapolate maybe a couple things. I need to put these into practice, and over a period of time, I can begin to build on those and build on them and build on them. And eventually, what's crazy, right, Jennifer, is they become habits. Like I do these things now without thinking about it. I naturally give my spouse space when they get home, and then I ask later, you know, how was their day, instead of jumping right at that moment because I'm excited to have some adult connection, right? I now am pausing before I respond, you know, in the midst of conflict or a conversation, so that I can really understand what my spouse is saying. As you practice these things over and over, they become this habit. Have you found that as you take certain pieces and pull them out from a book you read or a podcast you heard and begin to put into practice, is that something you have been doing or something you're looking like, I need to start doing this piece?
It's something ever since boot camp, when I realized even the problems in our marriage, I can only be accountable for myself. Mm. So if I am the best version of me, it will then make my husband want to be the best version of him.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to be like, well, he did this, or, you know, he hurt me in this way. It's like, okay, but how am I processing that? And how am I, like, am I withholding from him because I'm hurt? Is that really going to benefit us? So it's just in our breakout women's session, that as their Conegdo, am I saying that right, Shannon? Their
yeah.
Conegdo.
Yes, you are.
It was. That was a huge thing for me. And so I'm getting all choked up just thinking about
no, you're good.
It was just so impactful, but it's, you know, boot camp was a year ago. And so you get back to your house and jobs and kids and work and the world. And so just like trying to boil it down. So, okay, intentionally, like, I mean, what you just said, Javi, I am so bad about when Kevin gets home and it's like, I want to tell him all about the day. And he's like, could I just take my shoes off first?
Yeah.
And so that's something that you just reminded me, like, I need to take a breath and be intentional in yeah. that, to say, okay, this is something that for us to be better together, mm-hmm. I need to listen to his needs. It's not that he doesn't want to hear what I have to say. It's not that he doesn't want to talk. It's, okay, I need to listen and be intentional of giving him that space. So
yeah.
It's, I feel like that the needs change depending on, but it makes you feel like, okay, I'm still doing something different. I'm still building these tools and implementing them. Yeah. So.
And it's, I appreciate you sharing that. And it's like anything else, you know, there's muscle that we have to build in the various areas of our marriage that, over a period of time, as you work it and you work it and you work it, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And But you hit on something that's so powerful and so true, is that, you know, you're a year removed from a boot camp, but at the same time, and for those that are listening, a marriage boot camp that 24/7 that we host and that we put on, and would love to have, you know, would love to have you attend one of those if you're listening. But within that, it's like we get back to life, right? We get back to the rhythms of life and all the things that are in front of us and our to-do list, and we get back in. And I would encourage you, I would encourage others who have been working in the areas of their marriage, you have to step back at moments. And it's very easy to work, you know, in your marriage, but sometimes you have to work on it. And what I say is, your day-to-day stuff is oftentimes working in your marriage. I'm working these things out. But to work on it is to step back and say, okay, how do we continue to apply some of these pieces? Let's step back and let's go on a quick date, or let's get away for one day and we can just do a marriage assessment. Where are we? How have we been doing in the last 3 months? We said we were going to work on these areas. And I don't feel I'm doing well with this. I got to confess it. I don't feel that I'm doing good in this area either. How can we reset? Because we allowed busyness and life and schedules to get in the way. Let's reset for a moment. And I think it's really healthy for couples to do that, to have moments to go back and like, hey, we said we were going to do this and we haven't been doing it well. Now, you could yell that to your spouse and you can be really frustrated with them because they're not doing it. But we're often all in that same spot where just life happens and we don't intentionally not plan to have a date. We just don't schedule it because we're busy.
I love that you just deciphered the difference between working in and working on your marriage. I think that is such an eloquent way of saying what needs to be said, because there are so many times that it's like, well, I'm here, you know, I'm doing the thing. But there's a big difference between working in and working on.
Yeah. Yeah. There is. I don't think a lot of people recognize that, because when you're in it, like you're in it, you're trying to figure everything out and you're in it and you're trying to apply all these things. But we used to always, I've done this even personally, is kind of set up and having a, you know, a mission for our marriage. Like, what is our mission for our marriage? That statement that drives what we do. And then when we're faced with a choice or a decision of something that we want to do in our marriage or bring in, it runs through that filter. Does this help us accomplish what our vision and mission is for our marriage? And what you do when you even have that is then you can step back yearly or a couple times a year. And that's when you ask that question, hey, how are we doing meeting that right now? How are we doing with the kids? How are we doing in these various areas of our relationship that we committed to work on? So that could be a really good place to start, Jennifer, is this place of, hey, let's take a little bit of a, you know, we always say we don't want all your date nights to be like where you're talking heavy conversation with your relationship. Have fun. We want you to have fun in your date nights. Like, have joy, laugh, do fun things together. But maybe you do have a date night where you get away and you're talking through some of these key things. And there's a lot of grace for one another when you do that also. Not pointing, well, you didn't and I didn't, right? So I would encourage you that is a great place to start. But I just circling back to what you said earlier, you know, the original question is, you know, the things that you can do. And I would say that intentionality and that prayer is the most important thing. And the basically taking all the things that are in front of you and maybe everything that you're digesting that you're bringing into your life to build and to work on your marriage and to work in your marriage. Okay, let's tackle one. Let's tackle these two and let's put them into practice. And now, yeah, obviously you can't negate other ones. But if you form this habit and then you have a lot of grace for one another of what you're becoming in this area of your marriage, I'm becoming a communicator or a spouse who communicates well, who connects and who understands and listens well. Like, great, I'm becoming that person. So there's a lot of grace. So all these pieces of what you want to become in these areas, and then you begin to work on it little by little. And that place of having grace for one another as you walk it out is really good. And I would tell you also, Jennifer, whatever it is that you're working on, share it with your spouse. All right, share it with Kevin. Like, share it with one another. That, you know, these are areas that I'm kind of committing to work to. We just did an exercise at our 2.0 boot camps. I'll let you in a little secret. One of the exercises we did was just this comment of from this day forward. And they literally wrote it on a card. Oh. And they wrote, from this day forward, I'm releasing this, or I'm working on this, I'm committing to this. and they give it to their spouse so that they can put on their bathroom mirror, that you guys commit to this one another and you hold each other accountable, and that from this day forward, these are some areas that I am working on and committed to, or releasing in my marriage. So that could be helpful too, as you guys kind of start off in this journey of working, you know, on your marriage.
I love that.
Awesome. Jennifer, thank you for jumping on. Like it was so good to hear your voice and that, to have you on. And we're going to do more of this. So if you got more questions, we'll bring you back on for sure. Cause I love this.
Awesome. Great. Thank you.
All right. Good talking to you.
And the marriage lab.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon. And it was great. And she had some great, just kind of tagging onto that. And I don't think if, you know, as people are listening to this, and I know Shan's going to jump in, she had a great point, because this is what's difficult for so many people is I want to do better and I want to work on these things, but I'm overwhelmed because there's a lot of things that we want to work on. I equate it like my to-do list right now for 24/7 marriage is a lot and it can overwhelm me.
Yeah.
And I can literally be in a place of analysis paralysis where I get frozen overanalyzing all the things that I could be doing. I want to be better here and I want to do this and I want to meet that need and I want to, and I can't be everything. And so I have to be able to focus on what are the things that are going to have the greatest impact and move the needle. I probably should have told her that, but maybe she'll hear it now. What are the things that are going to move the needle the most and have the greatest impact that I know these are areas that are right now standing out in my marriage and we need to be able to invest into this area.
Yeah. She asked such a great question and I think your answer was perfect, perfectly timed too. And just... even her sharing about, you know, they attended a boot camp a year ago and just her saying, you know, you get back home and you're very excited about all the things that you learned, but you get back home and life hits you. It's like, oh, back to work, back to routine, back to kids, back to emptying the dishwasher, back to doing loads of laundry. Yeah. And then you're like, wait a minute, I really want to implement these great tools, but I'm also overwhelmed with just what's going on in my daily life.
Yeah.
So that intentionality that you gave her is such a great component, because she's like, you gave her a way to be successful. It's like, I'm going to find three ways to verbally affirm and connect with Kevin throughout the day or throughout the week.
Yeah. This is not bad, but we've never been fans like 3 days to a better marriage. I just don't know if it's going to happen in 3 days.
No, it's not.
There are some things you can do that would probably make it a little better and that would begin to put you on that track, but you didn't arrive to that place in your marriage in 3 days.
So 3 days is going to get you out.
Could have been 3 years.
Yeah.
And so I'm just not a big fan of the three-day pieces, but as opposed to what are the daily things we're going to put into practice that when we do them day in and day out, they begin to have an impact within our marriage.
Well,
you're listening to this right now, and you know there are things that you need to put into practice over and over again that will bring change into your marriage. And that's the thing, is that you've got to do it over and over and over and over again. Eventually, you've become that person, right? You become that loving husband or wife who is an incredible listener, who now sits and doesn't react but responds well. Like, you become that because you've been practicing that, but you also, like, there's always something to work on.
Yeah.
So choose a few things, you know, I'm going to focus on this, share them with your spouse, and some of those you're going to work on together.
Just when we get everything figured out in our marriage and our halos are glowing and we're 99.9% perfect.
Never.
Then there's something else that emerges. Season of life. We're always changing and evolving. No, we're not perfect. We're far from perfect. But we're, even in this season of relearning each other, you know, we're in our 50s now. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
And that brings a whole nother set of circumstances.
Yeah. This is maybe a little, I mean, we've talked about some of these pieces before, but going off of this call, this is the constant thing that, and even when we do at times workshops and boot camps, we may not always give you this earth shattering new revelation on marriage. We're at times reminding people the things they
already know
we're
to
doing
do.
In the beginning and have stopped doing. One of the things that we just talked about, and I think it adds to this, is as you're working on and in your marriage, do not forget to have joy in your marriage. Do not forget to have excitement that you get to do this with your spouse. Like so often, Shannon and I are doing this too, that you get into life and the rhythm and I got to work on this in my marriage and I got to do this and I have to do these pieces that you forget to enjoy the very person that you're called to love and to pursue, to have excitement. At our recent boot camp, we just talked about having awe in your marriage again, like building awe in your marriage. And that awe was appreciation, was wonder and excitement, like actually building that into your marriage because it was there. Because when you first saw your spouse, right, when you're dating, you're like, oh, like they're so beautiful. Like I have to have that person. Like that's going to make that person my husband or my wife. And then what happens? You lose the wonder. You lose the excitement because they squeeze a toothpaste from the middle. Whatever it is, just life happens and we fall out of that place of having awe for our spouse. So get back to that place. And what happens is they begin to exchange that wonder and you begin to look for other places because you've gone complacent in your marriage. And you are replacing it with other things, other people, unfortunately, at times. Mm-hmm. And really, you should be gazing at your spouse and saying, ah.
Because they are your standard of beauty.
They are your standard of beauty. Mm-hmm. And this is not, this. Then saying that, not just about beauty. Mm-mm. It's just about discovering one another again. And maybe that's where you're at.
Did you talk about it on a... It wasn't a podcast. Oh, I think you talked about it at a workshop or it might have been a boot camp.
Well, I'm jumping ahead.
Everything runs together in my head. But you said something about how sometimes I ask you, Javi, are you excited to see me? And you're like, yeah, I just saw you like 30 seconds ago on the couch or whatever. And I've told you for 31 years, I still get excited. Not every day, but there are moments
when
you walk in the room or you come back from somewhere, I still get excited to see you because you make my heart light up.
Oh, thank you, Pookie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're going to wrap up this podcast. And I do want to say this. I don't know if they're going to be listening to this podcast, but maybe I'll tell them to listen. But
Jennifer?
Our good friends, Pastor Sam and Sharnessa.
Oh, they listen to it.
They enjoyed a podcast I did a while ago where I talked about, you know, nugs, like these nuggets, these nugs.
Oh my gosh, why are you
so at this
up?
Past boot camp, I gave people, here are Javi's nuggets. And I think when I said it, I'm like, this is probably not the best way to put it.
No, it's Javi's a nuggets. Horrible idea. It was horrible.
But it was great because it played out. It was fine.
It wasn't. And I told you, don't ever say that again at a boot camp. And then Ann and Steve got up and taught on forgiveness. And she said, Javi's nuggets, that's kind of silly. She's like, we got Burkhart bites.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
well, I said, well, how about you find something that alliteration with nuggets. Labrador and not Javier.
There's nothing for Labrador. If you guys have one, put it in the comments, please, to let us know. It could be Labrador's what?
I don't know.
These were like 3 points that I gave on a topic. And so I was trying to give them some golden nuggets, some nugs.
Okay. Well, why are you hanging on to that word? I really
I love the word nugs because it's giving a bite-sized.
I really want it to leave your head.
It is giving a bite-sized little piece of wisdom to people that they can chew on. So it's good. It's a nug. Like you hold on to that, man. That is solid.
Javi.
Okay, so nugs.
You lost me.
Hey, as always, we love and appreciate each and every one of you. Would you rate, review, share this podcast? Remember, this podcast today was brought to you by Every Life, and Every Life provides incredible baby products, diapers, and wipes that are made in the USA that are life-affirming and incredible for your baby.
Yes.
And so please rate and review this podcast. We are grateful. Remember, we are donor-supported ministry, 24/7 marriage, and so we would love your support. And you can click and you can donate.
Yep, right on.
Right on this.
In the show notes.
In the show notes. Mm-hmm. Please be part of that to help us reach marriages to see God heal and restore and redeem marriages and see marriage stories be redeemed. We just, in our last podcast, we just had a couple who literally were separated.
No, not our last podcast.
I'm sorry, our last boot camp. And were separated. Divorce papers were drawn up.
3 days from being finalized.
They were going to be finalized and they made a decision after coming to the first boot camp. They said, we're going to try again. We're going to reconcile. And then they showed up to this boot camp. And that's a story being redeemed. And that's what we're talking about. We redeem stories. And that's probably what we'll talk about in our next podcast. So as always, always remember that in marriage, you don't have to.
You get to.
Have an incredible
week. See you next week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the 24/7 Marriage Podcast. Help us expand our reach by rating and leaving us a review on iTunes. Make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode. For more information on the work we do and how to support 24/7 Marriage, head on over to 247marriage.org and click on Partner With Us. Until next week, remember, in marriage you don't have to, you get to.